The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Today I thought I would just talk a little bit about theological aesthetics and how beautiful the Advent season is, particularly with all these prophecies, mostly from the prophet Isaiah. And today we have one of the early prophecies that, it's pretty remarkable prophecy because, of course, the end of that prophecy not only says, there's going to be this great person that's going to come who's going to have this extraordinary judgment, but then, this is first Isaiah, there's Deutero Isaiah, which is second Isaiah, and Trito Isaiah, which is third Isaiah, but I mean, this particular passage, right, from the first Isaiah, it really does, have this messianic overtone at the end. And the messianic overtone is not one of complete victory for Israel. I mean, it's really uncanny. Instead, it gives this view of the coming of the Messiah as one of peace. So, I mean, children are going to be playing over adders' lairs. Calves and lions are going to be sleeping together. I mean, the whole thing of every form of animosity is going to be broken down, and a whole new form of harmony is going to come into the world. That's really an extraordinary messianic prophecy for two reasons. The first is because it breaks with the whole notion of the messiahship prior to Isaiah, in the sense that that prior notion of messiahship is like one of, all the nations are going to get it, because when the Messiah comes, he is going to blow them all away. And so there's almost this overtone of victory, a little bit of violence, a little bit of told you so, where we don't get that here in Isaiah. It really is about a supernatural kind of peace coming over the world, a supernatural harmony coming over the world. Something extraordinary is going to happen. The Messiah is going to bring shalom in its highest form, even overcoming the natural animosities of lions and calves and children and snakes. So the idea is that Isaiah is pointing this out, and he's pointing the way, but it gets more uncanny and more unbelievable as you go into Deutero Isaiah, especially, right, and you start getting these four suffering servant songs, right, with the messianic implications of those, and then this remarkable description, right, as we get into the third and fourth weeks of Advent, right, we're getting remarkable descriptions of Jesus's passion as it really took place historically, and the significance of it, the eradication of all sins, that Isaiah is pointing to this. And I guess that the thing I take away from this as a theological aesthetic is, number one, it's unbelievable to me, if you didn't believe in prophecy before you read Deutero Isaiah's prophecies of Jesus the Messiah, I don't know what'll convince you. I mean, this is so uncannily similar to Jesus' whole theology, to Jesus' whole desire to redeem sins, to Jesus' whole historical passion. I mean, what does it take? So that's the first thing is, I just think these prophecies of Isaiah are utterly convicting. But what I also love is that the church kind of puts them out there day by day as you're celebrating, right, building up to Lent. And when I was a little kid, we had this thing called Advent calendars. Don't know if they even have them anymore, but they used to have them for little kids. And every day you'd open one of these little sort of doors, and there'd be some other kind of mystery behind the, the whatever it was, leading up to Advent. And so they cultivated this great sort of anticipation. And of course, the reason I love it is because the church has just kind of picked it out, so that as we're kind of moving through the first week, second week, and third week of Lent, we're getting, by the time we're getting to Gaudete Sunday and then, beyond, we're getting more and more and more, not only of, you know, these great messianic prophecies that are so accurate, but we're getting closer and closer, as Isaiah predicts it. We're getting closer to the coming of the Messiah himself. We're getting closer to this huge, significant, world-altering event that's not going to focus on Jerusalem. Instead, it's going to focus on the universal Messiah, who is going to make the universal temple in his own universal body, a new universal church in his risen body that Jesus predicts himself, because precisely as today's second reading says, he is the Son of God. And the church has just nailed it. And I just think there's just that wonderful anticipatory thing. Christmas is coming. And I almost feel like a little kid as I go through those Isaiah prophecies, same as I felt opening the little doors on the calendar as we led up to, of course, probably was focusing on presents when I was a kid at Christmas or something. But I knew the baby Jesus was coming too. And so, of course, that whole joy of the season, the expectation of the season, the desire to enter into the fullness of the mystery of the Son of God, come with us. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.